Well, first of all, he's not much of an expert if he's making such predictions. You have to understand that Sinn Féin is an Irish Republican Party with a very, very clear view about trying to bring about the reunification of our country by democratic and peaceful means. And part of that is to focus on our politics in Ireland, North and South. We will not be taking an oath of allegiance. That means that we do not get the salary. We have already won the battles with previous British governments to have our offices and the right to the drawdown of the funds to run offices in the constituency and have our offices in Westminster. We go over there regularly. I'm just back from being over there Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. I'll be over again on Tuesday to pursue issues relating to our constituency or to residents within the constituency, but we will not be taking an oath of allegiance and we will not be entering into the Parliament, but we will do everything else to represent our constituents.
Now, this political analyst, Peter Kellner, he's predicting that Sinn Féin may have little choice because he's saying that the DUP could have a lot of influence and gain a lot of concessions from a minority government after the next election.
Well, look, I know I'm entirely aware of all the rumours over there, Labour, Conservative, the Scottish Nationalists, the UKIP Liberal Democrats, and what type of government will come out at the other end of the May elections. The DUP are clearly cozying up to the Tories. We know that from our own observations and by the politics that we see emanating from the DUP. But that does not change. The people who decide whether we take our seats or not is our Ardesh. It requires a two-thirds majority to change our constitution. That isn't going to happen. It isn't even on the horizon.
If the day ever arrived where you didn't have to take an oath of allegiance to take up the seats at Westminster, would you then reconsider?
No. You have to understand, and I said this at the start, our project is to bring about the reunification of our country, North and South, and to bring about equality. And we do that democratically and peacefully, and we now have the means and the mechanisms to do that. Our focus is entirely in Ireland. We have to, because of the British partition of our country, deal with the fact that Westminster, to some extent, controls some aspects of life and of politics in the North. We will do that and deal with that, but our focus is on the reunification and equality.